Welcome to Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs, the podcast that gives you an unfiltered behind-the-scenes look at what it's really like being a woman in the middle who's over 50 and following her entrepreneurial dreams. Grab a superhero cape, girlfriend, because you deserve one. I'm your host, Master Certified Life Coach and Midlife Mentor, Susie Rosenstein, and I am excited to inspire you with interviews that feature all of this midlife amazingness. Let's go. Hey there, welcome back to the show. We have a really exciting interview ahead of us with someone who coaches women to professional career and or entrepreneurial success. Today, you'll be meeting Mimi Bishop, a woman in the middle entrepreneur who's on a mission to make Generation X the wealthiest female generation, because with money comes power, and with power, we no longer have to accept the unacceptable. Welcome to the show, Mimi.
Thank you, Susie. I am so thrilled to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us. And I know we're going to have a great conversation about your midlife entrepreneurial story. We'll be talking about your business and what's going really well, and also what midlife issues might be getting in your way, maybe a hiccup or two to some extent, and might be challenging for you in your life as well as being a business owner. So let's get started with you telling us a bit about your entrepreneurial story, how old you are, and how you became a woman in the middle entrepreneur.
Sure. So I'll start with my age. I am 53. I turned 53 in November.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I was in corporate for 25 years. So I had a very long corporate career and was very driven and planned to really get as far as I could up the corporate ladder. And then two family tragedies derailed me. So the first was back in 1998, my sister passed away unexpectedly.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you. And at the time, the way I dealt with it was to really throw myself into my work. I was always ambitious, but I really, after that, dove in with everything I had.
Wow.
And worked till 10 o'clock at night. And, you know, when I look back, my excuse for it was, well, you know, I'm ambitious. I want to get to the next level. But looking back, it was really a way to bypass what I was going through, right?
Sure, yeah.
So I was busy working and doing what I needed to do to kind of hustle and get where I wanted to go. And almost 10 years to the day, my brother passes away suddenly. And it stopped me in my tracks. Yeah, it was they were two very random freak health things. I remember the doctor saying, it's just a freak thing. And I was like, how could this happen twice? And I remember also at the time, it was kind of ironically funny in a way that I, not only was I dealing with all of the emotions of grieving, but I remember this very strong emotion of being very annoyed, very annoyed that I had to go through this again and really be back at the beginning. And it stopped me in my tracks, but what it also gave me was the opportunity to be a little bit more reflective. So The first time I went through it, I didn't know what to expect. The second time, I knew what to expect. And I also realized what I had done the first time was not going to work again the second time. So it gave me pause to really start to consider what it was that I wanted to do. And at that point, I realized, you know what? I don't want to get to the next level. At that point, I was vice president. It would have been like the C-suite. Did I really want that kind of life? And I decided that, no, it wasn't what I wanted. And I started to explore what being an entrepreneur would look like. And that's really what led me to my journey of becoming a coach and then eventually stepping off and starting my own business.
Well, you never know where inspiration and insight is going to come from, you know, the least likely place, so dark, so heavy, so difficult. Right. Yet it gave you pause. And that is such an important thing. There are so many things in midlife that can be jarring, certainly what you dealt with. And for some, it's a milestone birthday that's jarring. For some, like me, I got laid off.
Right.
And it became a gift because I was bored and feeling stagnant. And yeah, so that is part of the problem in midlife. We're just moving. It's like a chaotic blur. Everything's going so quickly, it feels like. And there's often we need a reminder to pause.
Yes. And sometimes life will give it to you.
Yeah.
In a very abrupt way. And sometimes not. Like sometimes you can just wake up and be like, I don't think I want this anymore. And that could be very jarring in itself.
Yeah, right? For sure.
My business partner, Jackie, she has a similar story. And of course, she went through things that were major hiccups and difficult, but she had this giant job in the media industry and just kind of woke up one day and was like, I don't want this anymore. Mm-hmm. And that was just as upsetting and jarring as my experience.
Wow. So, okay. So then you have this insight, not so happy about this anymore. What did you do? How did you end up going in the direction that you're in now?
Yeah, it's a great question. So at that point, I knew that I didn't want the next thing corporately or in a corporate career, you know, even in a different kind of industry. And I remember my annual review was coming up. My boss sat me down and I loved her. So we had such a great rapport. And I said to her, you know what? I think this year my goal is to not have any goals. And she looked at me and she said, and I think that's a great idea. But what that allowed me to do is explore a little bit more, mm-hmm. gave me this room to just kind of see what else was out there. And I started to think about becoming an entrepreneur. And so I was a writer. I was a copywriter by trade. So started a side hustle doing some copywriting and then just really started to fall in love with everything that was available at that time. And we're talking about now almost 15 years ago with the online industry.
Which was at the beginning of exploding.
That's right. And so I did Marie Forleo's B School and met some fantastic people. And from there, it just kind of unfolded. But what I realized was I was really fascinated by personal development. I started to follow coaches and coaching was really starting to come to the forefront, which inspired me then to go and get my own coaching certification and combine that with being able to step off and then become a business coach and take it from there. So it was kind of one little step at a time was the way that that happened. But for a lot of women in the middle, right, we get to this point and a lot of times we know that I don't want what I have, but I don't know what I want next. And that can be a really scary place to be.
It sure can, because we're so used to being at the top of our game, being acknowledged for experience. And now this idea of change is going to take us to being a beginner and being at the starting something where we don't have all of that knowledge. And for sure, we don't have certainty, even though we all want it. We don't have it. Nobody has it.
No one has it. Right. So that's like one of the biggest lessons is that this feeling of security or certainty is really an illusion. You know, it's interesting you should say that because the way our business, Modern Gen X Woman, is set up, we have two divisions. So one is career coaching, one is business coaching. My partner deals with the career coaching. And a lot of times she'll work with women who have been in their jobs in one company for 15, 17, 20 years. And they stay there because they want security, which is kind of ironic then when there are layoffs and different things because it happens, right? So staying for a long time.
That's what happened to me. I was 19 years in a union and got laid off.
In a union. See what I mean? Like it's people, they like, we think this is the secure thing. There's nothing that's secure. Right?
No, nothing at all. And life gets in the way, which also shows you that there's no certainty. And, you know, and that's the thing. And if COVID taught us anything, it taught us that nothing is certain. And I know COVID really affected your life as a midlife entrepreneur person. So what happened with you?
So we were in the beginning of 2020. We kind of got through, my family got through, thank God, the first half of it. Okay. We were at that point, you know, everyone was really isolated. We were all terrified, right? We know
so scary before
it was
vaccines.
So scary. That's right. Right. Like it's hard to kind of even, I think the trauma of that collectively, like we've almost put that out of our minds. Right. But like for a while, like we didn't have vaccines. We were terrified. Right.
Oh my God, Mimi, the anxiety I was experiencing at night, my husband is in healthcare. And I remember, you know, just using all of my mindfulness strategies and ability to recognize my thoughts.
Yes.
And I just kept saying, and the thought I kept saying was, everybody's okay now. Everybody's okay now. And that was that little sentence is what really helped me then. But you're right. It was a very scary time.
it was so scary. So at that point, I was doing grocery shopping for my parents and dropping, you know, dropping the groceries, and we're waving through the glass window and the whole nine yards. And then we get to, we're 1 year in and vaccines start to roll out, and my dad gets it. And at the point, he's 84. He didn't get the vaccine, he got the virus. So at that point, so he's 84. He quickly goes into the hospital. He's in there for 3 weeks, and they tell us at some point that they don't think he's going to make it. They think he's losing his will. They allowed my mom and I to go in to see him separately. We had to suit up and everything. And they said, you know, we really recommend that you bring him home on hospice. So I packed up my stuff and moved in. And, you know, I don't have children, so that helps, except for the fur babies, but I don't have children. So I had that flexibility. So I was the one that was able to move in because my brother does have kids. We brought him home on hospice, and my mom and I jumped in into the deep end of the pool. We didn't know. I remember my mom and I saying, like, we don't know what to expect. We'll figure it out.
Right.
It was just crazy because neither of us are in healthcare, you know? So long story short, we got him back. We got him back. But I remember working, you know, we had him set up at the hospital bed and the oxygen and everything. And we had converted my childhood bedroom back to a room/office for me so that before COVID even happened, just kind of knowing the writing on the wall, right? In case something
would
happen.
That was so smart. That was so smart.
Yeah, it was, because, you know, my mom had a fall at one point, and I had to move in for a couple of days to make sure she was back on her feet. So I think it was after that, I thought to myself, let me make sure I'm set up that I could be a little bit more nimble. So I did have that. Yeah. Like before the whole COVID thing happened. So that was a blessing because I was able to move in pretty seamlessly. But, you know, here I am like on client calls and trying to focus on them. And I could hear my dad like moaning in the background because he's, you know, so uncomfortable or just not feeling well. And it was hard. It was really hard. And then just not knowing, you know, we'd be up all night with him. It was tough. It was not the uncertainty again of it all. And really,
and the physical and the physical demand. And
that's right.
You know, and I know that you have a partner in your business. So I would imagine that that was helpful, at least to help you prioritize things.
That's exactly right. So at one point where we have separate clients, so that was the priority. I was like, you know, things like this, when we have these hiccups in midlife, we have to just prioritize. And I do think as women in the middle, we're good at that. So,
oh, yes. Yeah.
Right. Because we always have things that we're juggling with. So clients came first. That was clear. For the most part, then I said to Jackie, just point me in the right direction. Tell me what you need me to work on and I'll focus on that. And that's what we did. And that's how we managed for that period of time. And he did get better, but he's very forgetful now. So he can't be left home alone. He's the sweetest thing in the world, but he can't be, you know, we'll go through, he'll turn the water on to make sure the pond in the back is filled for the fish. And the next thing I know, we've got a flood in the backyard. You know, we deal, that's like a regular thing. So we got to keep an eye on him. So I'm there half the week. My brother is there the other half a week, and we just make it work. We make it work. And, you know, now my dad is pretty much back on his feet. Then Jackie's mom went through a bout of a health crisis, and Jackie's an only child. So she had to really, you know, hold down the fort. And what we learned is that there's some days that you have your list, your priority list, and you get it all done. And other days, because you don't know what's going to be thrown at you, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, you get nothing done, and you have to be okay with the uncertainty that we just talked about. And you have to be okay with it being imperfect or not going as planned. As uncomfortable as that feels, you've got to just go with the flow. And I think that could be hard for women in our age group because we're used to getting it all done all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So finding that self-compassion and being a little bit more open-minded about maybe changing some deadlines on goals. Yes. With the priority, like once you really have to set priorities, then it becomes more clear what you can change.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And I remember thinking, okay, clients always come first. Then how do I make money? Right. So we're entrepreneurs here, talking about entrepreneur to other entrepreneurs. You know, the next thing then is, okay, well, where's my revenue coming from? So let's get clear on that. And the rest of the stuff, if you got to drop it, you've got to drop it.
Yeah.
And it's not fun, but it's what you have to do. You have to just really think about your business, managing your business that way, which I think is a good practice anyway, right? Because we can get so caught up in the things we feel like we need to have done in our business, but they're not the things that are really moving the needle. And, you know, I see that a lot even with my own clients. So I coach a lot of women who are leaving corporate and starting their own businesses, and they are rock stars in their corporate career, right? They have been really good and they know what they're doing. And then a lot of them leave, a lot of them become coaches, and then they start on their coaching entrepreneurial journey. And they're kind of stopped in their tracks a little bit because they're learning. There's a learning curve. They feel imposter syndrome. And then they find all sorts of things that they need to work on, except for going out there and getting clients, right?
Sure, because that's the scariest thing.
Right. And you got to give them that little push. And I remember I got the push myself, right? So it's interesting when you see women having to go through that transition and they find every reason that they need to, you know, do all of these different things. And the things that will actually bring money in the door or get them the experience or get them the referrals, they have a lot of discomfort around, which is, I've been there. I understand.
Yeah, for sure. And some of it is you kind of know there's a difference between the activities, and a lot of times you don't. They all just feel these are all the things I have to do, and you don't have the experience to really differentiate.
That's right.
What's what? Yeah.
And the other thing is also very often you're the one person doing it. So, you know, listen, you've got to go out there and make sure your accounting is done and your website is updated and make sure that you're still working on your mindset. And it's a lot that's thrown at you.
It's so true.
Yeah.
So would you say being 50 has had any positive surprises and some negative surprises for you? Like being over 50, what has been something that has been a pleasant surprise and what has been something that's, a little more than you thought?
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to start with a little more than you thought. The hot flashes are no joke. I am surprised I haven't combusted during this conversation. It's tough. Let me tell you, going through menopause and dealing with just everything else that life brings at you, like building the business, takes so much just energy. Even though it's something that you love, it takes a lot. Managing aging parents, right? And then dealing with brain fog and just not feeling like yourself. That's been tough, tougher than I would have expected. On the flip side, the best thing that I've been so surprised and so happily surprised at are the relationships that I've made. I never expected to meet so many new friends and women and community. It's just been one of the greatest things that has come out of this. And even meeting you, Susie, you know, we've been in the same communities for a long time. A lot of these women have become good friends, and that's just been a wonderful experience.
And we had an interesting experience in Arkansas together.
We did. That's right.
Of all places.
Yep.
It's so funny. And you know what, Mimi? I also experienced that. I never expected to have so many business-related friends, because in the career I had for 27 years, I wasn't meeting the wide variety of passionate, focused, interesting people. I mean, people were interesting, but when you're in a job, you have more in common than differences when it comes to work. You know what I mean?
And yes.
And now there's such diversity with the people I meet. I never expected it. Which is also really interesting, because so many midlife women complain about friendships, and the entrepreneur piece of it, I think, brings people together and makes more natural bridges. But generally speaking, friendships can be one of those surprising things in midlife for many people.
Absolutely. And I know your communities especially really foster that kind of friendship, which
definitely
is so critical.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch. And that kind of surprised me. But when you think about your next chapter, and everybody defines this differently, what are you most excited about?
I'm excited about all of the women we're going to impact. I just feel just we are really, as women 40 plus, it's our time. I think that you really see this. You're really leading the way in this, especially your podcast has been around for how long now? 4 years?
Five and a half.
I remember the first episode.
2017 in July. That's when it started.
I remember listening to the first episodes. Clearly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I was in the cedar closet back then.
I remember that. I remember that. So, right. So 5.5 years ago, if you think about how many women you've impacted, and I really think that our time is now. So I am really looking forward to impacting as many women to help them up level in their businesses, to help them up level in their careers so that they can have that wealth that we talked about. And the other byproduct of that also is I really am excited about inspiring women to know that when you hit 40 plus, 50 plus, 60 plus, it is not too late to do whatever you want. I'm so passionate about that. If you find yourself in a situation that's not working for you, it is not too late to turn that around.
And absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what I'm excited about. Just really inspiring women every day. That's one question I ask myself at the end of the day. How have I inspired a woman 40 plus? Because that's our mission. It's my personal mission. It's the reason why I feel like I'm here on this planet and why I've gone through everything I've gone through to show people, listen, I've been there. I've been in some bad pickles. You can get yourself, you know, you've got to go through what you've got to go through, but you can turn it around. You can pick yourself back up. And the more women I can reach with that message and inspire them, then that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, definitely. And I just want to say, it's so funny. So Mimi and I are interviewing. We're being very professional. And on my Zoom screen, I am watching the squirmiest little dog that you are trying to.
I'm trying to keep it together. So the funny thing is, this podcast started with Susie's guy, who's a big, he's a doll, and he's a big, big boy. And so he came in, he's like slurping all over her. And then I had to take my guy because we had to move places in the house. And I said, I know he's going to be scratching at the door. He's sitting on my lap, but he is squirming.
He's so squirmy. It's hilarious because you're really holding it together. And there's always this funny stuff going on behind the scenes. That's for sure. Okay. So that is what you're the most excited about. Now, when it comes to areas of your life where you don't have the results that you'd hope for yet, what comes up for you? Like if you could wave that magic wand, what do you hope for in the future in your next chapter?
Yeah, a couple of things. One is, you know, we talk about building wealth, right? And so I want to build so much generational wealth that I can really pass it on to my nieces and nephews. That's really, I don't have children. I have 17 nieces and nephews. There's going to need to be a lot of wealth to be able to pass it along to them. But I really feel very passionate about being a special person in their lives and making their lives easier. And so when I really have that significant wealth that I can help make their paths a little bit easier, that will really be an honor for me to be able to do that. And I think also, you know, there's always the dream house I'm thinking about as well, right? So I'm always dreaming about that, manifesting that. And so I'm looking forward to that happening as well.
Ooh, tell me about the dream house. What is it for you?
Oh, the dream house is a bungalow, like a 1940s bungalow. That's the dream house for me. I've been dreaming about it for a long time. So, and in the dream house also, though, there's a beautiful attic with lots of books and a great place to podcast so I don't have to have my dog on my lap.
And where is your dream house?
It's in Oyster Bay, Long Island.
Oh, so, I knew it had to be somewhere.
Yeah. It is.
That's a beautiful dream. That is really a beautiful dream.
It's a very historic town here on Long Island. It's the home of Theodore Roosevelt. And I love it. So I actually live one town over right now, but I'm really looking forward to living in that town.
Oh, that's beautiful. So what is one piece of advice? I mean, you've dropped lots of golden nuggets, but what's one piece of advice you'd have for women entrepreneurs who are really feeling being a woman in the middle?
Yeah. You're not alone, first of all. And just learn how to get comfortable with the curveballs that are coming our way. And I do believe that it'll even out a little bit, but we're in the place right now where we're getting it. There's lots of things being thrown at us. So really starting to be comfortable with the uncertainty, with the things that get thrown our way, to be nimble and go with the flow and laugh. You know, if you can't laugh about things, like humor is one of my core values. Like even I said, like when my brother passed away and I'm like, I don't even like I laugh at myself now because I was like, I'm really annoyed, you know, more than anything.
I can totally see why you might feel that way. Yeah, for sure.
You know, and I kind of laugh about it. I'm like, all right, then I've got to do this differently then, you know? And so even in the tough things, try to find the humor because it can get tough sometimes, right?
It can. You know, yeah. I called it hiccups. You called it curveballs. But honestly, sometimes it feels like landmines.
Yeah, it does.
I feel like, oh, I'm dodging. I'm weaving.
Yeah, one right after the other, especially after the three past years we've collectively had.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Well, amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time for your day.
You're so
welcome. We've both been dealing with pets that we love actively.
Curveballs as we speak.
And sharing all of this. I really appreciate how you're working with Gen X working women to help them soar. Totally love what you're doing. You're amazing.
Thank you,
thanks so much
thank
for
you,
coming
you too.
For coming on the show. All right, that's it for now. If you're listening and loving what you hear, please like and subscribe. Reviews are great too and much appreciated. And if you're a woman in the middle who's 50 or over and would like to come on the show, please go to www.midlifeinterviews.com and fill out an application. We would love to have you on the show to share your story. Thanks so much for listening. It is never too late for you to put yourself on your agenda. I'm Susie Rosenstein, and I'll talk to you again soon. Now, real quick before we say goodbye, if you are connecting with this show, I'd love to invite you to a happiness breakthrough coaching session. It's my laser-focused coaching call that will help you get clear about what's getting in your way as a woman in the middle entrepreneur and confident about your next steps to more happiness in your next chapter. Head over to www.nextchapterbreakthrough.com. Talk to you soon.